Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io. I'm here today with Jackson David, the head of talent at CityBlock. Good morning, Jackson. How you doing?
Morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So I'm currently the head of talent at CityBlock. I've been in the talent and people space for close to 20 years. Started my career on the business side of things first and pivoted quickly to people and talent, which is a true passion of mine. I've led and built teams for the talent function in many of my career stops, some of those with public companies and some of those with private smaller companies in high skill growth. And I really enjoy that type of work and happy to be now at CityBlock doing the same thing.
And how long have you been with CityBlock now?
Almost a year.
Oh, so right before the pandemic hit. So,
yeah.
So what has been, your experience with remote employment, both, obviously as a person that acquires talent and as a person who works for a company, when it comes to remote employment, do most people, are they embracing it now or are they still pushing it off?
Yeah. So I think most importantly, we should recognize that during like these very unique times, like our team members, and I hear a lot from my peers that, the same going on for their companies, that they're experiencing a number of challenging circumstances, right? Including like, in our world, serving caregivers and beyond. We've adapted, our company has adapted and committed to working on more of a case-by-case basis to support our employees through this. That looks like caregiver stipends for things like desk and office materials so their teams can have spaces in their homes to focus on work. And then flexible schedules to accommodate for the changing nature of our society and for the impacts of that. So, we ourselves have done a very good job of moving to a fully remote workforce. Everyone seems to be adapting well to that. And I'm hearing a lot from my peers that that other companies are finding it actually to be going fairly well.
And since you're head of talent, do you actually handle the onboarding process of employees, or do you hand that off to someone else?
It's a combination of handing off and owning a little bit, frankly. I mean, our team keeps our new hires engaged up through their first and second week, although our L&D department is ultimately responsible for onboarding new team members and running that curriculum and that program.
Very interesting. So what do you think is the future of remote employment, and what do you think can be done differently to make it more effective?
So the first thing I would say is remote employment isn't always like pandemic employment. So there'll be a new normal, of course. It's likely that we won't go back to exactly what we had in the workplace, in the workforce. But when we develop and adopt a vaccine, we'll be able to congregate and meet in person. So remote employment still might be a great option, but we'll be able to think about it as I think a hybrid. Also, the benefits that people need in remote or hybrid employment are different than what people may need in a pandemic environment pandemic employment. Companies have to go to figure out what type of benefits motivate, support, and attract talent who want to work remotely. Like, as an example, is a co-working space near that individual that they can tap into when they do need to have FaceTime? Or is there a need for a home office stipend because that individual is very remote with no team members nearby? And then we look at is there a travel budget that needs to be now incorporated for remote employees to be able to come in to a centralized office from time to time? So we had started doing this for our office-based work culture. We learned that it's not just, free snacks and happy hours that helps to build culture for sure. It's real tangible things that make people more productive and more engaged. And so if the entire world is shifting to a different way of operating, we recognize that we have to shift to a different way of supporting our team members.
Very interesting. So what does CityBlock do? I mean, what are the services you provide? Who do you provide them to? All those things.
Yeah. So simply put, CityBlock is a personalized care delivery company for underserved populations. So, our biggest passion is about, frankly, radically improving the health of urban communities one block at a time, hence the name CityBlock. And so we work with primarily our members are Medicaid or dual eligibles, and we provide care delivery and focus on their well-being and working with sometimes their primary care physicians, I should say, and really personalizing social and healthcare to get them onto a better track of health.
Well, very interesting, very rewarding work. So,
yes.
I mean, how did you incorporate the idea of remote at your company? Because you know, before the pandemic, I'm assuming you said you had an office, and all of a sudden the pandemic hit. How did you make that transition, and what were the challenges?
Yeah, so for us, the biggest shift has been around taking care of our members. We're certainly committed to making sure that we can deliver great comprehensive care to our members, even and especially during a pandemic. So our team members and staff didn't have a choice and couldn't skip a beat, really. We had to keep moving. So we pivoted to virtual modalities immediately with our members. This has made it much easier for us to adopt these types of communication tools like video, et cetera, and support internally.
Mm. And do you offer a telehealth type service or?
We do.
To your members? And I'm assuming the demand for that increased dramatically in March.
Yes, in March is when we really we always had a plan to move and create a function of telehealth, but this pandemic obviously accelerated that exponentially, and we skyrocketed out in March to build a telehealth virtual health program, and now that team is close to 60 or 70 team members.
Wow. And are they all spread out throughout the country, or are they all like in one area with the event?
They're spread out primarily in the Northeast and the Southeast, but we do have a few team members in Central and West to support. Yep.
Mm. And yeah, I mean, you mentioned the vaccine. Will that be something that you'll be providing to your members, or is that something that somebody else will be handling?
I actually don't know the answer to that. I believe that we will be facilitating that either directly or in partnership with our health plans and agreements, but I don't know the logistics of that quite yet.
Mm, very interesting. And you personally are now living in a different city than your actual original office, right? So is that, do you find that to be a benefit, or and do you plan to go back to your original city, or do you think you'll stay where you are?
I definitely plan to go back to the Northeast, to New York. Being currently in Dallas is great to have proximity to family, a little bit more space, a little bit more, room mm-hmm. around myself and family and friends. My intention specifically is to go back, and I don't know if that's really for everybody, but, working virtually, has worked out, for myself and for many of my team members. So, the one thing that I will say in this is just that day-to-day interaction with team members and be able to sit down with each other and have, meaningful hearty conversations kind of in the moment, or those lunch breaks or coffee breaks or walkabouts that we did on a regular basis.
Yes. I mean, like, especially in New York, where you can literally just take a walk down Manhattan and go grab lunch. And that I think is missing from everybody. I mean, I noticed it myself in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Jackson, I want to thank you for your time today. Good luck with City Block. It sounds like you're on an upward trend, and I have a feeling you're going to be a very busy man in the future.
Yeah. Thank you. We plan to be, and thanks for having us on.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too.